Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, 50-50, Josh's album, and Lady Part Chips. It's on the way in just a minute.
And now for Flash Traffic with the fastest man in the world, 9-time Olympic gold medalist, Carl Lewis.
And now we go to our flash traffic reporter, Carl Lewis, with traffic on the west side.
Hey, Bob and Tom, I'm on the west side and traffic looks great. Now I'm going to run over to the far east side and take a look at traffic conditions over there. Okay, I'm on the east side now. Everything looks smooth over here. Want me to check the north side?
Sure, Carl.
All right, here we go. Oh, guys, traffic is running off fine up here up north. Anything else you need?
Listen, Carl, can you check south side traffic? I know it's a long way. You could also pick up an iced tea for me, venti green iced tea at Starbucks on your way, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's a little step, but I'll get there. Oh, my goodness, that was kind of a detour, but here, two spun is just like you like it.
Oh, thank you very much, Carl. Carl, could you come back to the studio to sign some photos for us?
Oh, okay, I can do that. Sure thing, Tom. Oh, made it. All right. Give me a pen.
This has been Flash Traffic with Carl Lewis.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, Chick.
I'm Chick McGee, king of the 50-50. Yes, and here's Tom Griswold.
This show is largely revolves around obscure references. Do you know what the drink 50-50? Do you remember that?
No, what's that?
I don't.
That is a soda. I don't know if they make it anymore.
50-50?
It was called 50-50.
What?
And I think it was a regional by some beverage company. And it was kind of a lemon-lime tonic water mix or something. But enough of that, because we're going to get to something.
Canfield's. It's 50-50 soda, grapefruit and lime.
Is it still out there? I know. I should preface
I think Canfield makes the Cadillac or cream sodas, I think. Canfield
I think does. It was primarily used, I know that my dad, I think, primarily used it to as a the road to booze.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't a very heavy drinker, but he would 50-50 and bourbon.
Is that how he would? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's... Bourbon sounds like booze to me. If you're going to put that,
so he would cut the bourbon with a little 50-50. Yeah.
A little 50-50.
I would. When I was a little kid, I would make drinks for my dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And my father, he would drink one a night, if that, maybe two.
Do you ever look at him and go, "Why don't you get off your ass, get over here, and get it yourself?"
My father had polio,
so
he didn't really get up and do a lot. He was in a wheelchair for much.
Wait, but at least you got to make him cool cocktails. Your whole life, I had to make you shakes with Metamucil spinach and peanut butter. You know how lame that is.
Here you go, Bob.
And that time consuming.
I'd argue if I could. By the way, I'll talk to you, Jess.
Okay.
You're a healthy person. The secret to my shakes now is riced cauliflower.
Okay.
It's nice and thick.
Wow.
First thing in the morning, rice, cauliflower, kale.
You got to be walking around just farting everywhere.
No, it's not flaxseed. It's and bricks.
Hey, you pretentious jerk. You know it's not cauliflower. You know that, right?
What is it?
It's cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
I just said cauliflower.
No, you're saying it again. Piece of crap.
50-50, you can still get near the Milwaukee area, apparently.
No kidding.
Yeah, why don't you go up there and get a 60?
Yeah. Delicious with bourbon.
Why don't you run on up there?
I need to explain something. For those that are watching on the TV cameras, how do you do that, Ace?
Run YouTube.
Yes.
On YouTube.
I'm going to show you my wrist.
I don't know why
people are asking what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I have a rather massive gash on my wrist. This is from my new puppy.
No, that's not what happened.
No, it's not.
Pat did a song the other day, and it was void of jokes, and you tried to take... That's what you told me.
You tried to take your own life, remember?
I reached into my little kit down here, and I got out one of these razors, and I slashed myself. Right.
You cut it on something here.
I finally realized what happened. Look at the desk. Look at this wrist. See all those little marks?
Yeah.
I got in the shower, and all of a sudden, it all starts bleeding. This dog, he's got those little puppy teeth. And they kind of, they're like starter cuts. And then once you get in motion, your blood starts circulating. They just start bleeding. This thing is just massive.
Yeah, he got you.
I don't think that's from your dog,
no,
hon.
Trust me. It's from
me.
It's anyway.
That's huge.
Little feller.
I've seen lesions like that.
Her name, by the way, she's a she. Her name is Hattie.
Did you glue it together?
Yeah, I put some crazy glue on it. So
Have you been tested?
Yeah.
You feeling a little fluish?
You look a little ladies and gentlemen, Willie just sent me a picture of his father's head photoshopped on Meerkat. It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's the absolute best thing I've ever
seen
in my life. Dear chick. We have a, and we have to set this up, but we will. Josh has a new album. He's recording tomorrow night in Cincinnati and Saturday night in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And he's looking for a title. Josh wants it to be called...
Josh Arnold Live.
Josh Arnold Live here. Miles has this suggestion. He says, you should call it Josh Arnold.
You know, when you're right, Miles.
Are you spelling it PF?
I think it's FPPTTFFPP.
But all I know is we had three fart sounds, and the only one to survive is number three.
The one that Christy claims she hates.
That's the more virginal of the.
Once again, there's more reasons than one to get YouTube, but this is the best reason. Keep your eye on me, okay? You got the camera on?
Yeah.
Camera on?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, give him an award.
What do you think? What do you think?
Kind of a Burt Reynolds feel.
Well, you, me, and Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Sure.
Dear Dummies and Christy. Jeez. The 50-50 raffle at Eldora Speedway has been well over $100,000 several times. They're more popular than uncultured Tom can understand. You guys always make
famous
my morning
Speedway.
Better.
Great place.
It's great Speedway.
Yep.
Great little Speedway.
But they do one at the I almost said Redskins, at the Commanders games?
Yeah, well, they do them at all the NFL games,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Colts
games.
Good times.
Fun times.
How do you get
in?
Well, except I don't think they do them at the Vegas.
I'd never heard of it till today.
Really?
No.
I can't imagine that.
Well, it's because they don't have coupons for the 50-50.
Yeah, you don't get 25% off.
I haven't either, Ace. It must be the lofty air that you and I fly in.
I have a buddy, he plays him, but he got a DUI, so he plays the 49-49. It's really sad. They just can't get a chance.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I don't know
what that means.
It's a 49cc. You guys don't know enough about DUIs. My goodness. No. Check local listings, but in certain states, you can't buy anything with a bigger than 50cc engine. 50 cubic centimeters.
Yeah. That's why they drive bullpen.
So it's 49-49. Okay. So can I do it again now that you have the knowledge, or should we just move on, you think?
Yeah, you might have to educate us before
you. If you like silence, do it again.
That's the title of the new album. Josh Arnold, if you like silence.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. The Netflix recommendation. If you like crickets, you'll love this.
Now you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Factormeals.com/BobandTom50 and use the code BobandTom50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That code is BobandTom50 at Factormeals.com/BobandTom50. Get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Biz Jess Hooker is here with us. Mm-hmm. And every week you either create a recipe or we talk about something on the radio and you try to create that. And so we can try it. No, we have something today?
We do. A couple of weeks ago, you guys read a story about a unique flavored potato chip that was available, I think, in Lithuania.
Yep. Oh.
Lithuania. No, that's right. It was Lithuania.
Yeah, right?
They were manufactured there. I do have the story. We can't actually say the name of these chips.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Lady part chips?
Yeah. You could call them lady part chips, but they're called by a more vulgar
name.
Yes,
they are.
So somehow, I didn't think that we would be able to have them shipped here. And I found a third party that could help me out and get me the chips. I don't know if I got them legally or illegally, but they're here. They arrived.
Wow. Now, here's the news story. The company that makes the chips, they're called P-word flavor.
Damn right.
This is from the Chaz potato chip line.
Sweet pudding.
I like pudding.
Pudding chip.
I said pudding.
With a couple of D's in there.
Yes, dear.
I thought I ate a pudding chip.
The Chaz potato chip line also includes flavors such as mussels, white wine, and Bloody Mary.
Yes. Okay.
They are unique flavors, but I would say this is the only one that is genitalia flavored.
Wow.
There's not any others. And this is, it's really nice packaging.
Yeah, it is.
It's in a large black box.
Yes.
Yep. Slightly.
I knew that was going to happen.
It is.
But it's pink on the inside.
They do say that it's actually, yeah, well, it's red, but.
Oh, red. Well, then we better wait a couple days.
Hey, y'all wait in the Red Sea. I ain't drinking from it.
That's a match.
Now, the box is a little smaller than a shoe box.
Yes, it is.
And it looks like a traditional bag of chips.
Yeah.
And it's got the name Chaz.
Yeah, I told everybody it's somewhere between like a snack size and a full size bag of potato chips. Yeah.
Is,
right?
Is all of the, I can't see from here, is all of the writing in English?
Yes. Well, the front of this package is in English, but on the back there are multiple languages.
Okay.
But yeah, and I read the ingredients and there's nothing too crazy in here. The front of it says Chaz. Flavored 18 plus limited edition.
And there's at one point it says for the hot ones.
Yeah.
I guess we're all the hot. We're the hot ones.
Is it a spicy chip?
There's nothing
I don't
in
know.
That would indicate
we
that
we could
it
ask Ace, but you know he won't eat them.
All right. Do you want to open them? Do you want to wait?
They do come in a large black box.
They do?
Well, and then inside the large black box is a traditional chip bag.
How about it's a large black container? Mm-hmm. How about that?
But it's not. It's a box.
It's packaging?
Shipping box.
It is a box.
Okay. Fur line?
With a lot of large lettering on it. It's actually quite a...
Are we
piece
going
of
to,
art.
It's nice, yeah.
Should we have someone smell it as it's opened?
Are you ready, buddy?
Wait a second. Are you going to do it?
I'll volunteer. Yeah. I'm sitting closest.
Okay. What if you just gasped?
Okay, here we go.
She's opening the bag of alleged chips.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
What'd they put in there?
We've got a woo out of Jess. Okay.
It smells chip-like there for an instant, and then something kicks your butt.
These smell terrific.
By the way, for those of you that can't see,
stick your face
it looked
down
like
in there.
Josh looked like he was drinking those things where you see those wine guys shove their nose into the glass.
Oh, got a lovely a lovely bouquet.
What do you think, Christy? Does that smell familiar?
Kind of it's to me it smells like sea salt and vinegar.
There's a tang. There's definitely a tang.
Well, I would hope.
Apostrophe tang.
They're tang flavored.
Well, we had to send it over this way.
Send it over to Tom.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They smell kind of.
Now, you don't want to just put one in your mouth, Tom. You want to sort of kiss the sides of the bag first. Maybe blow on it.
You directly.
Blow on it.
Do the alphabet.
This is a really elaborate.
Lick it a little bit.
Drawing.
It
shows kind of a, looks like a 50s era, what do you call that, a pinup doll?
Pinup girl.
Pinup girl.
And I think the art on the top is supposed to.
It's rather.
Yes, it's a little.
Oh, I see. It's
feminine.
Vaginal.
Let's say feminine.
Vulva-esque.
Yes.
If you will.
Delicate.
Yes. Smell them.
Isn't that her?
Gosh.
He really.
Wow.
I mean, it was like he was taking a hit of oxygen.
Talk about getting your face right? in it.
Valentine's Day over there.
If this were a lady, she needs to go to a doctor.
Well, true, yeah. He's going back for seconds, though, isn't he?
You're very thorough and generous. Wow.
I'm coming up for air.
You have to do that sometimes.
Willie, what do you think of these?
Let me get in there. Let me see what's going on with these.
They are
father and son smelling these chips.
Memories.
After we do this, we'll go out and have a catch and then
smell the chip.
It's definitely salt and vinegar.
Yeah. It's very odoriferous. Yeah.
Why don't we allow Willie to be the first to try one of these?
I'll get in there.
All right.
Get in there, Wilbur.
Once again, these are supposed to smell like the front naughty of a lady.
They are.
Yeah. Taste
like it.
Seasoned. Looks like a conventional potato chip.
Dive in. Take a few.
Looks like
come
the
on.
Wu-Tang Clan.
I say that's too big. You're going to regret it.
No.
How does it taste?
I have the ingredients here.
It's not bad. It tastes kind of like an all-dressed chip.
Okay.
It hits you. There's almost like a creamy texture to it.
Well, that would be appropriate. Yeah.
Let me give it a shot.
It ain't bad.
I think if it's a creamy texture, you're having dessert first.
Probably yeast.
You get that?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeast extract is one of the ingredients, so that makes sense, right? And also sour cream.
Oh, he's really Tom's digging in.
Yeah. Is that? Are you a two chip guy?
He's got two.
You're a two chip guy. Okay.
Two large chips.
In the words of Steven Tyler, going down.
You don't.
Regret this.
That's a mistake.
He enjoys it.
You liked it.
You
Mikey likes it.
Hey, Mikey. Hey, Mikey.
Is it good?
They're very good.
Well, don't Bogart, though. Put a
here,
chip.
Give me
some. Yeah, it just tastes like a nice vinegar chip. I would never have associated that.
With that?
It's interesting because vinegar is not listed as one of the ingredients. It is salt, onions, garlic, sugar, cream powder, yeast extract.
Cream powder.
It's a really good chip.
Now, Christy, you've experimented with these chips in college.
One drunken night. Go for it, Christy. What do you think?
Christy says no.
Yeah, she didn't care for it.
I would call that reaction homophobic.
I guess we'll have to get her some.
Good for you for trying. That's what I'm saying.
Some of those dick chips, they'll be coming.
All right, I'm going to give these.
Guys, if that's what it's like, I'm done.
Oh, no, it's delightful.
No, they don't. They taste like a great, nice, spicy chip.
These are delicious.
Yeah.
They're really good, but there's no. I
really
never
like them a lot.
Okay.
Never would have guessed. Okay. Ms. Jess Hooker is now taking one of the chips in. And
Nope.
What's going on?
Really? She's spitting it out. Oh, geez.
Well.
See, I'm such a chip guy, though. This is my...
This is your wheelhouse.
This is my bread and butter.
They're very good.
I love potato chips.
They're very good.
It's not good.
Oh.
You don't like them?
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Uh-oh. What?
It's that.
I feel like there might be something wrong with me.
Maybe
we should get photographic evidence.
Ace,
are you doing it?
Against all stereotypes, Ace is gonna.
What's next?
Yeah, because Ace is always a stereotype breaker. What do you think, Ace?
Ugh.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Really?
We've been trying to tell you for years.
that girlfriend wouldn't have moved out.
That's right. Left.
Ace, there's no going back.
No.
We're going to see you at the Gap later today. Driving a Jeep.
I'm tasting something like a
credit score going up.
It smells like a damp basement. It tastes like a damp basement or something.
Like,
no, I think you have to take three or four of it. You got to really commit.
No.
No, you can't just. You got to dive
deep. You can't
deep.
Just eat one.
You're going. Go all the way.
These are good chips. I'm going to bring them to you, Godwin.
Okay. You're going to do it right now? Okay. We'll wait. Once again, these are the Chaz chips that...
I have to have some Lay's.
Can I get a palate cleanser? Yeah, give me a couple of those.
I need a palate cleanser. Ugh.
I thought they were delicious.
So the women don't like it.
No.
The initial bite was weird, but after I got through that, it just tasted like a good old potato chip.
Oh, yeah, here
I honestly thought it was going to be some kind of salmon-flavored chip.
I thought there would be an earthier,
kind of going after that cliched.
Yes, I agree.
I'm getting an earthy thing off of them.
But I thought I would be a late-life lesbian, and this just clarifies I will not. I definitely will not.
This brings back memories.
Disappointing for many of our listeners. We have some lovely, lovely friends in the gay community that probably... think that, you know, see your new glasses and go, wow, I'd like to try those on.
We'll be back and I might be vomiting.
Yeah, you really
no, the Lay's kinda, really helped take that taste away.
I got of all the things we've, I really dreaded this, and I don't know why, but I dreaded the I think because I like potato chips so much.
I think they're really good.
Godwin?
It smells like a Parisian brothel.
Oh, get out of here. As if you knew that.
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, God. Oh, he's throwing it. Okay. Well.
Oh, God.
You know, 13-year-old boys are going to get a hold of these things and go up to their buddies in junior high, you know, before Mr. Mallon's English class. Hey, bro, smell my fingers.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Bonnie Biskin. Oh,
yeah. You know what? I don't know what it was, but that's a glimpse of Tom's life for real. Yeah, who knows who that is?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.